The following audio is a Sunday sermon from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Para Vista, South Australia. For more information about the church, please go to paravista.org.au.
A Good Friday reading is from Luke chapter 23, beginning at verse 13. The Jewish leaders had arrested Jesus and brought him to Pilate. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers and the people and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion. I have examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him, neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him." But the whole crowd shouted, "Away with this man! Release Barabbas to us!" Barabbas had been thrown into prison for an insurrection in the city and for murder. Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" For the third time he spoke to them, "Why? What crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty, therefore I will have him punished, then release him." But with loud shouts they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will.
Welcome to my palace. I've been here a long time. It's been 20 years. I can't describe them. I just assumed the emotions would eventually leave or melt. Maybe one day I could just be left in peace. But it hasn't happened. It still feels just like yesterday. Just yesterday. And the things that we say and the things that we do and the things that happen to us, they have meaning. And sometimes we don't understand what that is. But in the beginning, my name is Barabbas. Jesus Barabbas. Some of you recognize my last name, I suppose. My last name means son of the Father. My first Jesus, the one who saves. In the night, I was betrayed. I was already in chains. I was locked in a cold prison cell, chains strapped to my wrists and my ankles, pinned to the floor for my decisions that I made in my past. And I waited impatiently for my death because I wanted to be a martyr. My crime was that of insurrection. I love the word insurrection, full of rage and fury. When I was young, 20 years ago, I was just a boy, a young rabble-rouser. I'd been trained in the ways to stand up against the Romans. And I felt my blood boil at that moment when Herod, on the temple, put Caesar's golden standard, desecration. The law required that we do something about it, so I did, but so many others didn't. Cowards. They were cowards to stand up against this blasphemy. We should have all stood up against the vile things that are nailed to the walls. So I lived up to what was my calling. I was worthy of crucifixion. Many had preceded me already into that vile, torturous death, but I was ready. In fact, on the night I was scheduled to have those nails to pin me to the cross, nails in my hands to feel suffocation, to choke to death, to choke on death. And I would gladly have done it. All for the sake of Elohim, the Almighty One. I was the one the people would remember. I would be the one for years they would shout, Yeshua Barabbas, God saves hero of the temple. Can you hear the shouts? I was prepared for that moment. But I wasn't prepared for what happened next. We sat on that night as I was betrayed in the cold prison floor, still pinned, of course, hands, ankles chained to the floor. My feet, my hands, perhaps those chains, the beginning, maybe preparing me for the nails, maybe. I can still smell the fear in that room. I can hear the sounds of the rats scurrying, scuffling across the bodies of almost dead men as they cried out in the darkness, cried out in their fear and their loneliness, people who would be there long after me as I would be brought to the cross. And pride rose in my heart. I had the courage to take my life into my own hands and stand against the Romans for their blasphemy. For the law's sake, I was prepared to die. And my heart beat faster as the sound of the crowd, as it neared the prison, I could hear it, muffled shouts, thrilled voices, approached anger and rage and fury. My favorite emotions. Was this the moment that Israel would finally stand up and do what God had called them to do, to end the torment, insurrection? This is what I had always wanted. I strained myself against the chains, wanting to pull myself out of the wall, but the chains were too strong. And then I heard that weasel speak. Pilate. Pilate. And when he spoke, I couldn't hear it, but what I heard next finished a shout of power, a roar from the crowd, a surge, emotions, and then I heard my name, Barabbas! 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 And my heart thrilled and chilled at the thought that the crowd was calling my name and my name would live forever. And then the next words, crucify him. Crucify him. I didn't know what to think. Were they seeking my death? For a moment, I thought they were asking for my release, coming to free me so that I could serve them again. But then they called out for my crucifixion, and my thoughts and my heart were torn. This is what I'd wanted, though, wasn't it? This is what I had wanted all along. And I pulled again on my chains. And they tore into my hands and my feet. And I felt the blood dripping. This is what I'd always wanted. The blood. More yelling, more shouts of crucifixion. And then rejoicing. The mob, the crowd finally got what it wanted. And then there was this eerie stillness. A silence, a calm, like just before a Galilean storm. And all the air was sucked from the prison room. And steeling myself, I waited impatiently for my death, for my cross. And when they did, I would be ready when they came for me. And I would be ready with my fists. And I would fight these oppressors all the way to the cross. And when they unchained me, I would release my fury. One last glorious fight for the Father. I am Barabbas, son of the Father. And the guards entered, prepared. They had their swords drawn. They knew who I was. I was one of the insurrectionists. I'd already killed some of their number. But then one of them produced a key. And he said, "It seems favor fortunes you. Don't waste your freedom." And when he unlocked my hands and the prison door was open and freedom was just beyond, I was confused. I deserved death, not freedom. How could they let me go? I deserved their punishments. "What does this mean?" I asked. "Someone's taken your place. You're free. Who is it? Who has robbed me of my destiny as a martyr? Who has done this?" And the guard ground his teeth, and I could see his cheeks popping out. I think he was ready to beat me again. And he said, "It's a nobody, some carpenter from Galilee. They charged him with your crime, and they're giving him your cross, and they're giving him your death. Jesus bar Joseph for something like that. And some idiots called him the Messiah." Can you believe that? The idiots. Some Messiah. So I protested. "This is not right. I am Jesus Barabbas. I am the terrorist. I am guilty. Those are my nails." And the guard shrugged and he spat at me. And he said, "Be that as it may, you scum. Your price has already been paid." They make scars and they heal, but they never stop hurting. As I walked out of the prison cell, I was confused. What do I do now? My whole life was there. What do I say? Where do I go? And I fell back to the same emotion I'd always gone, outrage. I had my life and my death in control, in my control. It was all worked out and planned. God was going to love me for the service that I did for him, for upholding the law. I kept it holy. And this Jesus bar Joseph, he stole my glory, my glory. And then I walked out of the prison in a strange sense of peace. Fell over me. I can't explain it. I don't understand it. I didn't. And it seemed as if God changed everything. I couldn't understand it until a few days later. There was this murmuring in the streets that this Jesus bar Joseph, Jesus son of Joseph, had somehow risen from the dead. Can you believe that? In those months, I listened to the street preachers come out. They all come out. Talking about God's grace through Jesus Christ and in him crucified. And I began to hear a different story in my ears. A different ending. A different meaning for my own life. And the emptiness that I had felt. And the chains which I had intentionally put on my own wrists. My salvation through the law. They fell away. They fell away. And it was then I realized I was empty as the tomb. And I needed to be filled with the love. Ooh. I realized I was free. I was free. And there's nothing in this world. There's no prison strong enough and no bars thick enough and no darkness that's deep enough and no pain that is large enough that will ever keep me away from the love of God in the Christ. And if death can't hold on to him, well, maybe I should hold on to him. And if I don't have the power he does to hold on to me. And tonight, as we gather together in secret, we remember. I'm just a footnote in history. And I'm okay with that. Because tonight, we remember him. On the night when he was betrayed, Jesus, Messiah.